4 months ago, the senior support group Snug Cove House had to abandon plans to create a place where our oldest citizens could comfortably and safely stay without having to leave the island. Firm construction quotes had just shot up way past initial estimates, way past any hope of raising the necessary funds, and this newspaper printed a letter that began, "With much regret, the Board of Directors of Snug Cove House Society has to inform fellow islanders that its effort to create a supportive residence for island seniors has failed, at least for the foreseeable future." That was read by a contractor from the North Shore who happened to be holidaying on the island, and he decided after some research that this was a good project that could be built for less. Many meetings later, with much sharpening of pencils and honing of plans, it's beginning to look like the residence can be resurrected. Not definite, but definitely hopeful. The proposed adjustments won't change the building's size or how it will operate. They're more a different way of thinking about materials, tender details, construction methods, and administration. BC Housing assures us that their mortgage offer is still valid. Meanwhile, the society is also carrying on its other senior support activities, such as the Better Meals meal delivery program, now in its 28th year, our share of the community lunch program, and the Seniors Hub information service. If you're interested in getting involved, the society is looking for more directors for its board. And we'd like to take this opportunity to give a huge thank you to Martine Sampath, who regretfully is stepping down after 3 highly productive years during which she served as treasurer and streamlined our fiscal procedures, bringing on board a bookkeeper, and overseeing the transition to audited accounts. The Board of Directors of Snug Cove House Society, Andy Powell-Williams, Holly McIntosh, Reverend Lorraine Ashdown, Penila Nielsen, Cindy McLeod, Graham Ritchie, Sheila Sparks, Lori Canning.